Case in point. Nikola, quote, and this is Nikola Tesla speaking, but the time is very near when we shall have the precipitation of the moisture of the atmosphere under complete control. And then it will be possible to draw unlimited quantities of water from the oceans, develop any desired amount of energy, and completely transform the globe by irrigation and intensive farming. A greater achievement of man through the medium of electricity can hardly be imagined. The present limitations in the transmission of power to distance will be overcome in two ways: through the adoption of underground conductors insulated by power, and through the introduction of the wireless art. The first plan I have advanced years ago. The underlying principle is to convey through a tubular conductor hydrogen at a very low temperature, freeze the surrounding material, and thus secure a perfect insulation by indirect use of electric energy. In this manner, the power derived from falls can be transmitted to distances of hundreds of miles with the greatest economy, and he's talking about waterfalls, and at a small cost. This innovation is sure to greatly extend the fields of electrical application. As to the wireless method, we have now the means for economic transmission of energy in any desired amount, and to distances only limited by the dimensions of this planet. In view of assertions of some misinformed experts to the effect that in the wireless system I have perfected, the power of the transmitter is dissipated in all directions, I wish to be emphatic in my statement that such is not the case. The energy goes only to the place where it is needed and to no other. When these advanced ideas are practically realized, we shall get the full benefit of water power, and it will become our chief dependence in the supply of electricity for domestic, public, and other uses, in the arts of peace and war. And Nikola Tesla's was not sanguine about eliminating war. I am, thanks to him. This was from Nikola Tesla's The Next Great Achievement, Electrical Control of Atmospheric Moisture, from How Cosmic Forces Shape Our Destinies. And this is published in New York American, February 7, 1915. So we have to remember, he became sanguine as well. That his letter 20 years later, he had arrived at the conclusion that, yes, actually, we can avert war. What will make it moot by getting our freedom?